your hands together, stand to your feet. I'm not sure why you are still standing. Hey, can you clap by your hands, yours? You want to just put your hands together? I'm waiting. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Take your seat. All right. Are you happy to be in church? Oh, I wonder. Are you happy to be in church?
Beautiful.
Hallelujah. We're going to be hearing a special word this morning. Are you ready for a special word? Wow. Hallelujah. The word is what keeps us alive. Amen. Well, today's preacher is somebody who was here before. How many years ago? 7 years ago. Yeah, he finished school here 7 years ago. And he was one of our active people here. Amen. Oh, are you in the church? Yeah. Ask your neighbor that. So you, 7 years after you finish school, we even hear of you that you are in church at all. Ask your neighbor. The way that you are doing your office, you cry. Will we even know? Will you even go to be going to church? Will you be going to church? Hallelujah. So he was here, and by the grace, he decided that he was going to answer the call. Do you know that we are saved and called? It's together, we're saved and called. So ask your neighbor, so you are called to do what exactly? Because the way I've been seeing you, now I'm not sure what you are called to do. Eh? Some people think they are called to just eat wache. Some people too, they think they are called to be betting. They just bet. Ask your neighbor, so you, what are you called to do? You're not even minding me, Paul. Small cold weather. So what are you going to do? You should be practicing to go abroad. Just small. What's the temperature today? Maybe some 26 or 27 or 28 degrees or more. Something like that. Small cool weather. Small. You can't even smile. Okay, smile to your neighbor. I want to see the smile. Uh-huh. All these my delay tactics are just to help the people who are late to be coming. Yes. But today is a very special day for me because it's not often that one gets the opportunity to make such an introduction as I'm getting this morning. And I started by saying that this young man was here. He finished school here 7 years ago. And then the Lord called him and he went to a certain country that some of you, if I mention the name of the country, you have to remove your phone and Google and look for where Madagascar is. It's like, hey, exactly where is it in Africa? Is it near Central African Republic or is it where? Have you seen the piece of Africa that looks like it's been cut off? If you look at it, it looks like it came off there. Yeah, that's Madagascar. It's an island. Amen. And he went there. You're going to see a short video very shortly, which will tell you a little bit about his ministry. But I am extra happy because this young man is one of our young bishops today. And it's a good place to clap. You shepherd, Kora, you are struggling. Eh? And I'm happy to say that he is my last son, the last son of myself and his father. And for us, we believe that it is one of God's greatest mercies to have our children also seriously pursuing the Lord and seriously working for Him. Amen. You may think that what is more important is that we should be proud of those who are in the UN and earning dollars. But I know something that is greater than dollars. Dollars, it doesn't go anywhere after this earth. I was standing in a certain airport and I told the guy I wanted to pay for something in dollars. And he told me that if I don't have pounds, I can't buy the thing. So even in an international airport, the dollars cannot work. Are you there? The dollars that you are giving your life for, tell anybody, the dollars you are giving your life for, right on this earth. I was standing Heathrow Airport. I looked at him in disbelief. I was like, oh, really? And I laughed. Eh? And by that time, I'd not eaten for 2 days because I'd been in the air. Eh, the airline food, it's not nice. It's not nice. Are you there? So I needed what I had. I had to look for pounds and buy it. So the dollars you are looking for, they won't go anywhere. When you die, if they add it in the coffin, it will just spoil. Hey! So I know something that is greater than that. It's good. You must get a good job. Tell your neighbor, get a good job. Hey, don't say you won't work. Hey, don't say you won't work. You know, some people don't work and then, hey. So no, tell your neighbor, that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm saying that there's something that's better. And the thing that is better is that what God has given to you, that one, you don't joke with it. Are you there? That's the top. Then all the others come under. So I just want to say that I'm very proud of him. Amen. Are you there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your father is not proud of you. That's why you're not clapping. Yeah. Amen. And actually, today is Father's Day, but because people are still coming and they are late, we'll do the prayer and all that after, when people are here, you know. But I wanted to watch this video, and after that, Bishop Kofi is coming up. But Yoko, what do they call you? Bikovs. Hey, first love. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to watch the video, and after that, we're going to hear the word from an anointed young man. I'm his mother, but me, I know anointing when I see anointing. I can recognize anointing when I see anointing. So me, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take notes. I know that your generation, you don't take notes, but me, I'm going to take notes. This is your gen. That's why you are so weird. Ah, I like you. Thank you. Thank you. You're like, oh, we will go and watch later. You are lying too. Remember the verses too. You don't remember. Oh, Jehovah. Powerful. But I want you to relax and watch this short video. It's an introduction. And after that, our speaker is going to be up here. Amen and amen. All right. God bless you.
Together for the Lord. Wow. It's a blessing to be here, and I've never made a video like this or seen a video, so it's the first time, but it's a great blessing to be in, and I just want us to put our hands together to honor my mother, E.S. Joy. And, I think that this is a fantastic church, and it was in this place that God called me, and God started to, I began to change here, and I believe that if God can do it for me, tell your neighbor, if God can do it for me, He can do it for you too. Yeah, but I want us to just put our hands together and recognize all the pastors who are in this place. Tell the neighbor standing behind you, your clapping is nice, but because there's no smile, it's not so great. And finally, I want us to recognize our father, Bishop Dai Heward Mills. Very great. And there's a TV here. Okay, very great and anointed man of God. And today we're going to be sharing from his books as we usually do, and I believe that God is going to bless us. Amen. Now, turn to your neighbor, please help the preacher today by smiling. Yes. Okay. But lift your hands and let's pray for a few seconds. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Lift your voice and speak in tongues, everybody. Thank you for your presence, and we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the spirit of understanding and revelation. Thank you that the word of God that is sent will prosper. May it prosper in every heart. Lift your voice and pray, church. Pray for a few seconds. as we gather in this place today. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. Sing, be glorified.
Be glorified in everything we do. Be glorified in everything we say. Have your way.
This is your house.
This is your house. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you.
The glory and the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands and worship
as we bless your holy name.
You deserve the glory
and the honor
and the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands
and worship as we bless your holy name.
Something new that you will add to our lives, oh God. Help us to know you more dearly, to love you, to think about you, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you that our lives are changing. Even though we can't see it, we believe it. That as we spend time in your presence, you're changing us to be more like you. In Jesus' name, shout your loudest amen. Amen. And before you take your seats, why don't you just welcome five people standing around you? Tell them happy that you are here today. And you may be seated. What a blessing. Really a blessing to be here today, and I believe that we're being blessed by the series that's going on, and I know for sure that after salvation, the one of the most if you can play it will help me, yeah. One of the most important topics after salvation is the Holy Spirit, amen. And for about 5 weeks or 6 weeks, we've been learning 5 or 6? 5, 6. Yes, we've been learning about the Holy Spirit. We've been learning about the emblems of the Holy Spirit. Because if you cannot recognize someone, you can't know him. Yes. And so we've learned that the Holy Spirit is like a what? Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, the way your neighbor is staring at me, it looks like you've been in church one Sunday out of five or something. Ask your neighbor, huh? We learned that he's a person. Do you remember when we learned that the Holy Spirit is a person? Yes, you can interact with him, talk to him as a person. And then we learned that he's also a what? The oil. True or not true? At the back, they cannot, but I don't know. I believe that. Yes. We learned that he's like the oil. Yes. And then we learned that he's like the river, the dove. Then we did the river. Then we did the fire. Yes. And today we're going to talk for a very short time, because you're not smiling, about the influence of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the influence. Yes, the influence. Now, why? Because all the things that we've spoken about, they are fantastic, but there are measures to it, or there are different levels to it. For example, if you stand in your bathroom and you pour water, you can call it a river, but it doesn't achieve so much. Yes, true or not true? Yes, there are some rivers that you can swim in. Yes, there are some rivers that when you see them, you have to avoid them because it's stronger. And that's why the Bible likens the influence of the Spirit to like wine or alcohol, in a sense, because it's a substance that can take over your life. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? Yes, that's what the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Can you see the screen? I can't. I have to adjust my glasses also. Ah, okay, this one is better. It says, and be not drunk with... If you've not seen it in the Bible before, now you know where it is. Be not drunk with wine. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Can you give us the one with the versions? The other slide, the second slide. Because the TLB says that, don't drink too much wine, for many evils lie along that path. But it says, but be filled instead, which means in place of wine. The Holy Spirit sometimes is similar to the influence of alcohol on a person. I'll explain it to you. Are you here? Yes. How many people here, you've tasted alcohol before? Can you wave at me? Wave. Tasted. You've never drunk mashke that had gone off a little bit. How many have tasted? Wave. Excellent. Fantastic. Now, how many have... I don't know whether I should ask this question. How many have been drunk before? Also a few honest. Yes, okay. Now, you see that those who have been drunk are significantly lower than those who, well, if we are telling the truth, significantly lower than those who have tasted, because tasting is not the same as being filled with something. Yes, you can taste Coca-Cola, it's different from being filled with it, and you can taste alcohol or wine. Let's use wine so that... Wine sounds a little bit weird. Before someone says, the pastor said that, Charlie, before drink some. Hey! I've not said that, please. You can taste it and it doesn't affect you. I remember one day I went for, it was actually a family gathering of some sort. Are you here with me? Are you sure? Family gathering of some sort. And it was the first time, I don't know, you know these uncles who drink and they always... They won't, yeah, one, I have one. I have one. So he said, oh, taste. He gave me that small glass. And my father wasn't there. My mother was there. You look left. You look right. You know, there. Take it. It didn't work for me. It didn't work. But what you notice that when you taste, you are not really changed. Yes. But there are certain people that when you even see them from afar, you can say that this guy, he's under an influence. This guy that is walking, he's not like you are. Yes. And oh, true or not true? Yes. And what do you see that makes you identify someone under an influence? You see a change in the way they walk. Yes, their steps are not straight. They if you do a line, they can't go on a straight line. It's left small, then they can't balance, then they have to come. And then you see a change in the way they talk. Yes, that they are very bold to say what should not be said. Hey.
They are preaching.
Oh, at the back, you're not waving. They are very bold to say what should not be said. And you can even see that they even smell of it. Yes. And they're different. That's why they say that driving under the influence. Yes, because you can, when you are normal and you are driving, we trust you. Yes, but when there's another influence, we don't trust you because you think you are going left, but you're actually going right. Yes, you think that you are accelerating, but you are braking. Or you think that you are braking, but you are accelerating. You are very dangerous when you are under a different influence. Are you following what I'm saying to you? Yes, it changes you. And that's kind of how the Holy Spirit is as well. That he changes people. He changes people. It's one of the miracles of my life is that I can preach. Like my mother can introduce me to preach to you. It's a miracle. Yes. Because when I was young, if there's a problem, it's my name. Yes. If a book is missing, they call the second one. Ashon, where's this book? If something is broken, go free. If something is that was what it was. Yes. Yes, strong. I don't know. I will not look here small, but that's what it was. If something is cracked, something is because that was the nature. But the Holy Spirit, when you've had enough, when you are filled with him, because being filled is not that's why the Bible tells us in Genesis 9, I think 21. Says that, yeah, can you see it? And he drank of the wine and was drunken. Because you can drink and not be drunk. Yes, telling you, but you can drink and not be drunk. And you can also drink and be drunken. And the level to which the Holy Spirit can take over a person is what every Christian should aspire to have. Amen. I listen to what I'm saying to you. And so for a few minutes, we're going to look at levels of alcohol intoxication. This one is not Bible. This is science. Okay. Yes. I'm telling you, but this is research. I'm not teaching from my experience so that because my mother is here, so I have to say. This is official research. We're going to look at the levels of alcohol intoxication, the level to which you can be full and what it does to you. Does it make sense? Now, level one is a sober person. Yes. So this person has 0% alcohol in his blood. And what you see is that there is no noticeable effect. Now, this is a Christian who is saved. Because, you see, you even need the Holy Spirit to be convicted of sin. I was telling the Saturday evening service that I was preaching to someone in a university in Madagascar. And yes, I hope. And I was talking to him about fornication, so that it's not good, you have to stop. And he gave me a response that I've not heard before. Yes. He told me that when you are born, you have to wait to use your eyes. And when you are born, you have to wait to use your ears. So he doesn't see why he needs to wait to use whatever it was. He sees no reason. Yeah, is that use it or lose it? he sees no reason why he should withhold. Yes, and you see that even to know that you need Jesus and you are sinful, it's a measure of the Holy Spirit in your life. Yes. Are you following what I'm saying to you? Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? Yes. But after salvation, there's no noticeable effect of him. So you are saved, You came forward, you lifted your hands with your whatever, you said the sinner's prayer, you're saved. But there's no effect of the Holy Spirit on you. When we see you, we can't tell. Do you understand stage one? Stage two is someone who is a little tipsy. Said you have a blood alcohol content of 0.01 to 0.05. Can you see it over there?
Yeah.
Yes. And this person is slight, he has a slight relaxation. Yes. And his reduced shyness and social inhibitions, and his subject, what you can see that he's a little bit more relaxed. Yes, he's not so far, he's just calm, cool. That's why I say this guy be cool guy. This is where it comes from. It's from someone under an influence. Yeah, he be cool guy. Oh, he be mellow guy. I don't feel him. What you are feeling is something at work on him that makes him just cool, calm, relaxed. Yes. Yeah. And observing. Yes. Not dangerous yet, but observing. Yes. So this is also a type of Christian who they may even be in church. They are, yes.
Hello, sir.
They are okay. They are cool. They are the cool guys. Oh, convention. Fresh boy worship. He's a little tipsy. He's a little, not so much, but there's something. You can't say that there isn't. Then we have level three. Can you help me? Yeah, this guy is buzzed. Euphoria. You can see that the red cap has appeared. Yeah, you see this one. There's a vibe to it. It says that there's what? An increased lowered inhibition and then increased talkativeness and confidence. This is when the Holy Spirit begins to work on your confidence that you can actually preach, you can sing, you can do. Because before the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to walk up to somebody and say, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Your legs, the first time, your legs will shake a little bit, just be like, or even to do something in church, to sing, to argue. You are too uninfluenced by the Spirit to do something. But at this point, you begin to, and he has exaggerated emotions or behavior. Yes. This is the one who can respond to an atmosphere of worship. You see, like when we start to sing, what song do you sing? All the songs are coming. What key are you in? If you can play something more holy, it will help me. Like A for apple. You deserve the glory. You see that? Some people, they are unaffected by what is going on. But there's a certain type that even though maybe in his room he doesn't sing, he doesn't worship, when he comes into the presence of God and you start, he's emotional. He can react. He can respond. They can cry. They can smile. So tell me, smile. They can cry. Yes. They can respond to what is going on. That person has a certain level inside, but it's still not enough because after crying, they go back to what they were doing. Yes, they go back to whatever their life was. Yes, have you been like that before?
Yes.
Yes, you come to church, you have a powerful word, but when you go back home, the laptop still opens and you still go to that site. Yes. Yes. Or when the girl calls you, you still run. You know what's about to happen. You. But when you come back next week Sunday, you sing, "Oh God, forgive me, have mercy." You respond, but you've not overcome. Now, level four. This guy, you can see the difference in even the way he stands. The way he's standing is a little different. It says that this one is legally impaired. At this level, you shouldn't drive. Yes, at this level. In fact, you shouldn't drink, by the way. I'm not teaching you to drink, okay? I'm using drinking to explain the level of the Holy Spirit, okay? But this person at this point, he is legally impaired. His speech, you see, slurred speech, reduced balance and coordination. He has a slower reaction time. His vision is impaired and his hearing is impaired. Yes, this is someone who is becoming more Christian. And the part I like, but he's at risk of poor decisions. Yes, he's at risk of poor decisions. Yes, the girl that you have been chasing for 3 years. Yeah. Has finally decided that she wants to give you a chance. Yes. It's a normal decision to say, Charlie, let's go for it. Let me shave my hair, prepare and do. But when you rather go away from it, say that no. They say, your decisions are affected. Yes. Like to go on missions. To go on missions is fantastic because that's when you see those around you who really believe and those who don't. Some will start advising you to do other things. But when you start to prepare, like you can say something. Have you ever said something that when it's time to prepare, you now realize that it's a little bit, yeah. They say, I'll go. When it's time to pack the bag and to sell your car and to get rid of everything and to resign from the job for the sake of God, you see that you can't take that decision which appears wrong. Yes, because you've not yet reached the state of being legally impaired. The Holy Spirit hasn't affected you that much. Is it making sense to you? Level 5. Can you help us? This guy is he's going. Yes, he's going. Yes. Severe intoxication and confusion. Yes. This guy has trouble walking. He has trouble standing, and the coordination and his movement. Yes. That's when the Bible begins to say that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in. That's at this level, who you stand with begins to change. If your friends have not changed since you gave your life to Christ, you've not reached this level. You've not reached this level. Look. My mother says welcome. Anyway.
Go there for us. Go there.
When I was in high school, I don't think I was really saved. And I had a group of friends who, for lack of a better word, taught a lot. Okay. A lot of things. And I remember that when I started to take God seriously, especially around my final year, I tried to bring them with me. So I made sure every single one of my classmates attended church with me at the Kodesh once or twice. Are you understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. But even when they came with me, like as we're in the service, I'll be there worshiping God. At that time, I was leading praise and worship. I'll go and sing. But when I come down and we're talking, they've not heard anything about the word of God. They are talking to me about which girl was beautiful and how I can connect them to this girl. Yes. So at a point, you have such friends. Yes. So at a point, I realized that in order to move forward with God, you actually have to separate. You actually have to lose and accept a loss. And for me, that's what coming to KNUST did. It separated me from a group of friends. Yes, because they didn't come here. They went to other places. And I thank God for his ability to separate me because they influence you. They influence you. You walk with them. You talk with them. And no matter how much of the Spirit you receive, when you get back, they drain you. It's like you don't know what I'm saying. I think it's inside your angels. Yes. Have you not been for a convention and Charlie, you were blessed. You received, when the pastor poured the oil on you, you felt the presence. Yes. When you get back home and then you said the guys are discussing some movie and some girl and some this, then suddenly you've forgotten whatever happened. Yes. Yes. You are at this level. Then we have level 6. Yes, yes. This guy is gone. He's in a coma. It's called alcohol poisoning. He's unconscious. A Christian at this level is not really conscious of this world. He's conscious more of heaven. And he says, low body temperature, risk of respiratory failure, and life-threatening. It's a life-threatening situation. Yes. So at this point, the influence of the Spirit is so much in your life that you are not the one lying down, but your flesh is what has been subdued. That's what Paul said, that he said that after we preach, we have to subdue the flesh, or else you yourself, you'll be a castaway. A Christian who cannot control and lower what is his flesh has also not reached this level. Are you following what I'm saying to you? Yes. Then we have level 7. Death. Can you see this one? Yeah. This verse is the fulfillment of Romans 8:13, which says that, but if by the Spirit you will put to death your sinful actions, you will live. Oh, wow. Yes. Flesh has to die for you to live in the spirit. Are you following what I'm saying to you? When I was still young, do you remember this series, Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Now, there was a catchphrase in Hannah Montana that was my slogan. Hannah Montana, there's catchphrase, the best of both worlds. Yes, so when I was young, I said, I want to try and have, like, I'll be a good Christian, but I'll also be a good, do you understand? She's here, so I have to understand. Tell me about understand. Tap your head, understand for me so that I don't have to. Yes. I'll go to church, but I'll go to clubs. I'll go for the party, but I'll go for convention so that I can have the anointing, but also have the fun. Yes, you try to, the best of both worlds. Yes, but it's a fallacy because the Bible says that the world is enmity to God. You can't have, the more you go to the world, the further you go from God. There's no best of both. It's one or the other. It's also why the Bible tells us in Revelation 3:16, God bless you. I wish that you are hot or you are cold, but in the middle, the Christian who does both, you listen to Domwene, you listen to Drake, both Diddy, yes. You come to church, but you go to the club, yes. You come for prayer meeting, but you cheat in the exam room. You have the answers. You believe in what's the name of that thing? Not Pasco, the Apo. English words have all vanished. Yes. You believe in prayer meetings, like exam prayer. You come, you bring your head. But after the hand has finished, you have the Apo also in your pocket. You have the two. The best of both worlds. It's a fallacy. Tell me, it's a fallacy. It's one or the other. Tell the one behind you. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. And this doesn't happen with time. It happens with more of the Holy Spirit in you. Yes. The more of the Holy Spirit you have, the more He influences you. And the Bible says that you should be led by the Spirit. See, one of my favorite verses is in 1 Corinthians 2:9. I'm sure, I think last week we preached on it. But 1 Corinthians 2:9. Can we read it together, everyone? Oh, your reading is very low. Can we read a little louder, everyone? Yes. Whatever your plan is, God's plan is higher. Tell five people around you. Whatever your plan is. Yes. If the plan for your life is to be Africa's richest man, God's plan is to make you world's richest man. His plan is significantly higher and better than your life because He loves you. When you love someone, that's one of the effects. You actually want them to do better than you. Yes, it's not like, oh, I want to step on you so I go up. No, that's one of the blessings of good parents and good fathers, that they want you to do more than they have done. True or not true? Yes. Because that's love. And that's how God is for us. He wants you to have, I don't want to say a better course, because all courses are good. Especially social. So is very good. Yes. Are we still sleeping? Is it still with you? Yeah, no, they've changed. Their schedule has changed. What a blessing. Yes. Social is really good. Do you know why? Oh, I can give you the verse and then this. Because the Bible says that the head will be the tail. Wow. And the tail will be the head. The first will be the last will be the first. Yes. So there's a book writer who wrote, and he wrote, why grade A students work for grade C students. Yes. Because in the natural life, most grade C students actually, you don't like them, but don't worry. So I'm encouraging the social people, okay? Take it and be blessed. Yes, great. You actually do well. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God's plan for you is higher. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? It's greater. What you choose, like you've chosen this girl, his choice is better. His choice of what you should marry is better than the one that your flesh wants. Yes. 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 The job you want to do, I want to be a this. His choice is higher than what it is you're actually choosing. But the problem is, Verse 10. 10, it's good to do anyway. Says that, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. That plan is only revealed by the Spirit that lives and works inside of you. Yes. So you can see a Christian who has given, you see, when I was young, I asked my father a particular question. Because one day, I was driving with him and I asked, I said that, there's this church auntie. Do you know what a church auntie is? Yes, there's this church auntie. Every convention, she's the first to fall down. Like, if you want to know that the Holy Spirit is ministering, you just look for her. You'll see that she's the first to go. Yes, she's a kind of wild manifestation. She can shake the wiggle fly. So many. Serious. Yeah. Yes. But when the service is over, her life over how many years never really changed. Yes, back to default settings. Kept returning back to problems, no progress, no increase, no change. Yes. Last 3 weeks, I was speaking to someone in my church. He said that sometimes he doesn't know why he should come to church. I asked him why. He said that because he's been here for a year and a half. His life has not changed. He said he's still struggling financially, still struggling in his school, still struggling. His parents are still drinking. He's prayed for his father. Everything seems unchanged in his life. I just what I'm saying to him. And I'm saying that problem of not changing is not that like the Holy Spirit doesn't work or God can't change you or God can't have a miracle in your life or your life cannot be supernatural. It's not that like every time you have to pray and think and go and work during the holiday for your school fees. It's not always natural and forceful, but the truth is that to reach that supernatural level, you need more of the Holy Spirit to guide you to that level. You will not find it on your way. I was sharing with some people last night that one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 10:23, which says that the way of a man is not in himself and is not in man to direct his path, which means that whatever is God's way for you, like the best road for your life, the best career, the best job, the best wife, the best what? The best work, yes. Best husband, the best hostel for you to stay in, whatever it is, best job, best country to live in.
That one.
You think that Germany is good to you, visit your auntie there. This is auntie and see that she's scrubbing toilet off the floor. Then you realize that no, it's better to be here in Ghana. Yes. Best. But it's only revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Yes. It's only revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. The more of the Holy Spirit I the more he transforms my life. And I've seen much change and transformation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. I was telling my the service last night that by the grace of God, I have two children. Two girls.
Wow.
One was born in Ghana while I was in Madagascar. And the second one, my wife was in Madagascar. And we had that beautiful, fair baby girl. Okay? Now, in the hospital, are you here? Are you awake? Are you listening? In the hospital. It was a good hospital, so they took care of the baby for 3 days. We actually just didn't do much. But when we went home, we noticed that there was a big bump on her head. Apparently, in whatever procedure, they had injured her head. I listened to my story. Now this is where it's good to have a science person in your family, you understand? Because we went for a scan. I looked at it, I don't know what is A, B, I don't understand what is happening. So I took my phone, I scanned it, and then I sent it to the right places. And I got panicked responses that this thing is a problem because an injury, I don't do science, as you can tell, but an injury that is between the brain and the skull is very dangerous. If it's outside the skull, the baby will recover. But the scan on what the doctor wrote showed that the injury was between the brain and the skull. Now, when you also haven't studied, you don't know the effect. So, as I was reading the news, you begin to panic on the inside of you. Then she said that, hey, am I going to have a baby that am I going to deal with a disability child? Am I going to have that? That was the only thought on my mind. You actually even forget to pray. You are just walking around, making phone calls and calling, and then you try to reach people, and it's like you can't reach everybody. You panic. Are you here? And I remember that panic feeling. And then we were talking to my mother-in-law, who also doesn't understand the graph. But she just said something. She said that, whose report will you believe? And that word, it activated something coolly. So I remember the next morning, we had to find a neurosurgeon in Madagascar. Now, Madagascar, if you look at top 10 poorest countries, Madagascar is there. So there are already few doctors, let alone neurosurgeons, yes. But when necessity is laid on you, you'll find one. I found one in 2 hours. And I booked. I said, we are coming to see you in the morning. Yes. So we did all the but as we were, I remember standing by the car and remembering those words, something activated. I said, lifted my eyes. I said, God, if you don't help me here, if you can't work out a miracle here, then why at all? I just remember speaking in tongues for a few seconds. You've not had a problem to deal with like that before. The desperation makes you speak in tongues. You become very quiet, but you speak in tongues. Yes. And then we went to the doctor. See, when we finished there, when I reached the hospital, I just walked straight into the doctor's room. So when I came out, that I realized that there was a whole queue of about two. I didn't see them because my mind. I didn't see. I just walked past all of them straight into the doctor's room, and he was with someone. I made the person go out. You see, I don't know, boldness. Boldness. Yes, something was doing me. Showed him the scan. Showed him everything, and he said that this is a problem, so we have to do a scan so that we can know how to drain the blood, whatever. So we went to do the scan, and when we came back, he held the scan and he looked at it again, and he said that this is not a problem because the injury is now on the outside. So that baby is now 2 years old, causing all sorts of damage in my house, talking, walking, without, because a Christian who doesn't have any source of power on the inside of you, the devil will use you like football. The boys will play with your life. Satan will destroy you through drugs, alcoholism, and a useless life. But you need a measure of the Holy Spirit to be on the inside of you. That can guide. That's one of the benefits of being a missionary, is that there's no one to call. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I have a problem, like if you have a problem, say, oh, yes, Joy, come and pray for me. Lay your hands. When I'm there and I have a problem, there's no head. I have to rely on what is on the inside. I have to rely on a power on the inside. And you begin to, the more you rest on him, the more you are filled with him, the more you live a supernatural life, I tell you. The more you live a supernatural life. Healing is possible. Tap your neighbor and say, healing is possible. Healing is possible. Don't let someone deceive you. Oh, you have to have this problem for the rest of your life. Lay your hands on that place and let the power of the Holy Spirit bring healing. Yes. Tell the one behind you, prosperity is possible too. Everything is possible in God. But it's according to the measure that actually dwells inside of you. I listen to what I'm saying to you. So I want to talk to you just for just 2 more minutes as we're closing. It's because your neighbor is not smiling. That's why we're talking. But I want to talk to you about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How to be filled. I pray for you that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. Young Christians who are filled with my pastor preached a sermon when I was young. He said that Jesus working in a young person. That was the title. Yes. Jesus. Your life when Jesus works in you. And it's the same way that when the Holy Spirit works in you, it's supernatural. Your grades are supernatural. Your finances are supernatural. Your career is supernatural. Your health is supernatural. Everything is supernatural. Asking you, but do you like the natural or the supernatural? Yes. Do you like the struggling or the ease that comes with following the Holy Spirit? Yes. Then you need to be filled with. Lift your hands, everyone. Let's pray for a few seconds and pray for the Holy Spirit to fill your life. Lift your hands and talk about that problem that hasn't gone away with the Holy Spirit. It's not that He can't do it, it's that you don't have enough of Him. That difficulty in your family, that family member that's unchanged, your inability to pass the exam. You can't pass the exam, it's difficult. You always end up in the bottom 10%. It's not a learning problem, it's a Holy Spirit problem. The Bible tells us that Joshua was filled with wisdom when Moses laid his hands on. You can be filled with supernatural wisdom. You can be filled with supernatural wisdom. You can be filled with supernatural. You can be filled. Lift your hands and pray, everyone. For a few seconds, it's part of the service. Close your eyes and look to God and talk to Him. Talk to Him to change that situation. Talk to Him to fill your life. To fill your life. So that that situation can change.
Oh yes, man, the breeze,
Jesus.
Oh Lord, fill our lives. Fill our lives, Lord. Oh yes, man, the breeze.
Fill me up, Lord. 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 Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
May we have more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. More of His presence. Sing it one more time. Fill me up, Lord.
Fill me up, Lord.
Jesus,
we call on You. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord.
Presence, that may You fill us. May we be young people who carry a grace. May we be young people who carry a fire. Thank You for the gift of the Spirit. And while we are young, we can know You. While we are in university, You can call us. Even though we are in the classroom, You can anoint us. And I pray, Lord, for Your presence, that wherever we are, when we call on You, may the Holy Spirit help us. May we not be Christians without help and Christians without power. Christians under the power of sin, under the power of the enemy, under the power of poverty. But through your precious Holy Spirit, fill us, change our lives, and use us in Jesus' name. Shout aloud, amen. I feel like we can close, huh? The how? Okay, let's do it quickly because I see the time. Okay?
2 more years.
2 more years for what? How to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? There are 4 ways. Number one is to stir up interest and desire. Attention, let me say, stir up interest and desire. Number two is to pray specifically for the Holy Spirit. Yes. Tap the one behind you. Stop praying to pass the exam. Pray for the Holy Spirit. You will pass the exam. Pray for him. The wisdom will come to pass. Tap the one to your left. Stop praying for $1 million. Pray for the Holy Spirit. He will lead you to $1 million. Yes. Well, what other needs do people? Stop praying for beloveds. Pray for the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. Look, the Bible calls him a guide. He's a guide. He's a guide. He'll open your... Some brothers, you need your eyes to open. Yes. And sometimes you need your eyes to be close to another one. So he has to work. He has to open and close at the same time. Yeah. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but... Yes. So you need to pray specifically for him. Number three... Associate with anointed men of God. Yes. Ask your neighbor, who is your friend? Who is your friend? Who do you talk to? Who do you eat with? And number four, sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. Let's take it quickly. To stir up interest. You can't drink something you don't like. Yes, yes. You can't drink something you don't like. Yes, yes. If I give you, see, in my country, there's something called ranapangu. Everyone say ranapangu. Now, ranapangu means that, are you here?
Yeah.
I'm teaching you, you have to have a little bit of culture. Is that when you cook rice in a big saucepan, you see the rice in a big... Now, in my country, they cook rice without salt. It's very healthy. But it's not nice. But it's healthy. But it's not nice. But it's healthy. Big bowl of rice and whatever. The bottom part bends. Do you see it? Yes. The kanzo. Yes. But this is not kanzo of jollof. This is kanzo of rice without salt. Okay. So you remove the rice. And then that bottom part, you add hot water to it. And then you mix it. And that's the juice. Yes. That's the juice. So... I went to visit a church member. I went to visit a proper church member. And then I wasn't expecting it, but she had laid a table. And they are very... Yes, so I had to sit down. So I sat down and they gave me rice, some leaves. And then I learned that the tongue of the cow is very delicious when they cut it up. It was there. Countries, you don't know what's going on. And then I tried because it was my first time, so a little. Then I sat down. They said, "Oh, try the juice." So now I want to advise you: when you're in a country and they say try the juice, don't ask what it is, because when I asked, it removed the desire. But the way she was looking at me and smiling and handing me the cup, I said, look, if I don't drink, it will cause offense. I'll lose a church member. So I held the cup, said a prayer in my head. Jesus. When I took the first, now I had gone with a group of people. So we were like six. So when I noticed that everyone's eyes were on me. Like, what is my reaction to this juice? Yeah, I put it down. I said, it's nice. Then she said, should I add more? I said, no, it's enough. Yes, I'm on one sip per 10-year policy. So as I had that one sip for the next 10 years, I had to say it's enough, because I didn't like, I was not interested in burnt rice being made a juice without salt and no spice. And you can see, as you are holding the cup, you can see the rice dancing at the bottom of the glass. And it's black. Yes. So I can't do much with this. I had to take a sip and put it down. Yes. Because when you don't have an interest in something, you honestly can't go very far. You can't drink very... But Coca-Cola, I don't have a problem. If you bring a bottle, give me time. It will finish. Because I'm interested in that one. Are you understand what I'm saying to you? And that's how it is. Unless you have a desire for the Holy Spirit, you can never be filled with Him. Yes. You see? And the confusing thing is that most people confuse a desire for the gift of God with a desire for God Himself. But Jesus shows us the difference. Let's go to, I think it's John 6, 11. John 6, let's read from verse 9. Yes. Do you know this story? Ask anybody, do you know this story? Do you have your quiet time? Do you know this story? Yes. This is when Jesus multiplied the loaves. Are you understand what I'm saying to you? Yes. And Bishop Joshua says that if it was present, it wouldn't be bread, it would be kebab. I agree solid. Yes. That it would be meat, that he held the kebab. When he gave one, then another one appeared. He did it for 5,000 people. First, you have to eat. Yes. Jesus had done a fantastic miracle of the loaves. I understand what I'm saying to you. Move on. Our time is finished. Verse 12. Now, verse 22 says that after the miracle of the loaves, remember that it was late that night. That's why Jesus said they can't go back, so let me feed them. That's why the miracle happened. Now they slept. And then the next day says that the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one wherewith his disciples were entered, that Jesus were not. Well, next one. How be the came on board? Next one. Very good. 24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there near the disciples, they also took ships and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Sorry, but seeking for Jesus. This is the type of church member who pays his own bus fare to come. It's a great gift. He pays his own Uber. He buys, because they said that they took their own ship. So they took their money, they paid for the fuel, open their car, and they came. They crossed the sea to Jesus. Yes. One of the things I hope you ever do is to travel for the sake of the gospel, not for a vacation of like, I'm going to this country just to hear the word of God and come back. It's an achievement. Tell me, it's an achievement. Yes. So these people, they've achieved it, that they hired a ship, because that was the current mode of transportation, to go seeking Jesus. Now look at verse, take us to the next one. It says that, and when they had found him on that side, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Next one. Jesus answered and said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I recognize that you are looking for me. I recognize that you are coming to church looking for God. I recognize that you actually pray not to the sun and the moon, but to Jesus Christ. Clap for your neighbor. You've done well. Clap for your neighbor. Oh, congratulate your neighbors. I said that. You pray to God. It's good. You don't pray to snakes. You don't pray to lions. You don't pray to... What other animal is there? To Buddha. Yes. You pray to Jesus Christ. You seek him. Congratulations. But I said that. Ye seek me, but not because you saw the miracle, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Yes. So there are people, you are seeking God, you are in church, but it's not because of God himself, it's what he can give. Yes, that he can help you pass the exam, so you pray. Yes, you there's no time, which you are just praying for no reason. As you, when was the last time you were praying with no prayer topic? You were just spending time with God. Most people don't have that. We come to God because of what we are looking for. We're looking for that breakthrough. We're looking for the girl to love you. You are looking for the money to pay that school fees bill. You are looking for what else? What other problems? Hostel. Now, when I see hostel fees, I pray for you. Even me, I pray for you. I pray for your fathers and your mothers. It's not easy. That bill, I don't know why it keeps... Anyway, but you are praying for hostel fees and money to marry. My God. Yes. 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 And to get that new iPhone, when that's when you see the loudest amen is when we shall receive your name. Amen. That's we like receiving from God. But it's not the same as receiving God Himself. It's not the same as receiving the Spirit Himself. And you have to have a desire not for just the things of God, but for God Himself. Tell the neighbor behind you, have a desire for God Himself. For God Himself. And you get a desire by talking about it. The Bible tells us that when Jesus was with the woman at the well, when He started the conversation, she was not really friendly. True or not true? Yes. But by the time He finished the conversation, the woman said, where can I get some of this water to drink? Yes. Because the more you talk about something, the more interested you are in that thing. Yes. The more you talk about FIFA, the more you become a FIFA addict. Yes. The more you talk about football, the more you like football. Yes. The more you talk about that girl, the more you like that girl. Yes. Yes. That's how it is. That's what advertisement is. Advertisement is, I'm getting you to see this. I'm getting you to hear about this enough times so you can like it. True or not true? Yes. Even sin. The first time, if you ever, the first time you smoked, it was because someone told you something. Yes, they told that it will open your mind. That phrase, I don't know why they say it will open, but say it will open your mind so that you can. So that one, it makes you go. Or the first time you fornicated, there was a boy telling you, talking to you on the phone. Yes, telling you something he wants to do to you. You see that your heart is listening. Your heart is responding. There's a stirring up.
Come on.
Yes, he's on the phone telling you he wants to kiss you. He wants to, then you also respond. I want to kiss you too. But it's because of the phone call. It's because of what was being said to you. And it's the same that the Holy Spirit, you get an increased desire for Him the more you hear about Him. That's why I want to tell you that one of the things you should never stop doing, I listen to me, is coming to church. Wow. It doesn't matter what has happened during the week. You failed, you fornicated, you've masturbated multiple times. You've done so many. Just the more you keep coming, then the more you hear about something, the more it's going to change your desire. And the more you can receive. Amen or no amen?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hearing changes your desire. So tell anybody, hear more about God. Tell anybody, put Drake aside. Tell anybody, and now, is Drake still releasing music? I don't know. He is. And all I know is that the new people that release music, they're all babies. A baby, their baby, little baby, one baby, what they are all. I don't know much about it. But tell anybody, put all the babies aside. Yes. Put Shatawale aside. Put, what's the other guy's name? Black Sheriff. Tell the one behind you, put Black Sheriff aside. Yes. Brother Asha King. It's one name. It's one person. Sounds like three people, King, Brother, and Asha. Anyway, tell the one on your left, put Brother Asha King aside also. And have more of worship, more of the Holy Spirit. Yes. The more you hear about Him, the more you want Him. Amen.
Amen.
Then, number two, pray specifically. Tell me about pray for the Holy Spirit. Read number three. Associate with anointed men of God. Now, look at Acts 9:7. This is our last scripture, then we are closing. Are you here? Are you sure? Acts 9:7 says what? Can we read it together, everyone? Our final verses as we close. Can you read it together? Ready, go. Yes. Not 17, sorry. 17. Yes. So this is the story of Saul. And the Bible says that. Let's read 17 together. Thank you. receive yourself and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul was filled with the Holy Spirit when Ananias laid his hands on him and prayed. Yes. Yes. Now you'll find people who say that Christianity is a private thing. It's me and my God. Me and my God in my room. I'm okay. Yes. But Hebrews 6 tells us that one of the foundational doctrines of Christianity is the laying on of hands and the possibility for a spirit to be imparted from one person to another. Yes. So, spirits actually cross over from people to people through contact, through what you see, what you hear, and what you touch. So, tell me, be afraid of what you touch. As you're there pressing breasts and pressing this,
Elevate.
You are gaining. You see, one of the significant differences. Are you here? Let me say.
Oh, yeah, here.
One of the significant differences between a human being and an animal is how we were made. The Bible says in Genesis that God made every. He made the sun, the moon. Then he made the birds in the air. He made the fish of the sea. He made the dog. He made the cats. Every animal. And they were alive. True or not true? Yes. But the Bible says that when he made man, then he breathed into man, because human beings have an extra characteristic, which is you are actually able to carry the presence of God. You're actually able to have the breath, the power of God residing. Even though your eye is crooked, God can live in that vessel. Even though you are short, God can live in that vessel. You are tall, God can live in that vessel. Spirits can live in that vessel. So what we hear, what we see, the people we interact with, it's a spiritual thing. It's a kind of impartation. And that's why we have to respect and honor that when you come here and hear Israel say, like, you are paying your tithe. I hear there's always a long queue. And you are going like this. It's not the same as a cat putting his hand on your head. Like when you are playing with a dog and he's doing. It's not the same. Every single touch is an impartation of something. Oh, yeah. But if you don't have the right mind, you can't receive it. Just like when Bishop Dag was praying for someone, said, receive it. The third one, receive what? If you don't have the mind that this is actually a spiritual something, you can't receive it. Amen. Yes, but tell your neighbor that you have to be sensitive and be aware of that thing. That the Holy Spirit is transferred to you by touch. By touch. And how many of you have been prayed for before? Yes. How many of you have not been prayed for before? If you've not been prayed for before, I'll advise you to come to your pastor. Say, look, it's been a long time someone's, an anointed person's hand touched my head. Yes, so I beg you, lay your hand. Because the Bible says that Joshua was full of wisdom when Moses laid his hands. See, that he didn't go and learn. It wasn't a learning factor that made him wise. It wasn't inheritance like you. I have a high IQ of, I don't know what it is. It was the laying on of a hand that changed, made him wise, made him able to lead, made him a captain, made him successful through five fingers touching your head. It makes a difference. Tell him, it makes a difference. Yes, it makes a difference. And we have to be interested and desire such things. I remember when I was being consecrated. Remember that the whole service, we were nervous walking up and down. We didn't really understand much of what's going on. Putting a lot of things on your neck, explaining. In the moment, you're not really aware. Yes, yes. But there's a point in the service where the prophet starts to pray. Where he turns this way and he takes a horn of oil. And he starts to pour it on your head. And he starts to speak. It changes your life, I'm telling you. Is the reason why a drunkard can become a pastor? Is the reason why you can overcome fornication? Is the reason why your life can be changed? That you've actually received. You've received. But one day Paul went somewhere. He met Christians who believed in Jesus, but they hadn't received of the Holy Spirit. They hadn't received. So I pray for you that you desire the Holy Spirit. Yes. You have an interest, not just in Ghana playing the World Cup, because we'll come home soon. Not just in that one. Yes. But you have an interest also in the Holy Spirit, that you not just watch movies, but you also watch preaching videos. Yes. You not just live your life caring about books and a first class and this, but oh, you also be interested in the Holy Spirit. Because when He comes into your life, you change your life. You change your life. He'll give you power to overcome sin. Yes. He'll give you power to walk according to the plans of God. He'll guide you to the right partners. He'll guide you to the right business partners. He'll guide you to the right countries. He'll guide you, and your life will be blessed. Amen. Stand to your feet, everyone. Wow. Wow. We have to go home. Lift your hands and just pray for a few seconds. Lift your hands and just pray for a few seconds. Lift your hands and just pray for a few seconds. Do you pray or you don't pray?
Lift up
you pray
your
out loud or you don't pray out loud? Okay, you do.
Lift up your hands.
Then please close your eyes and lift your hands.
Oh yes, mashabala
bashemi ne ne ne. But just ask God.
Ring kabala bashama ne 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 ne.
Oh Lord, you don't want to be a Christian that we can't identify.
Oh yes, Lord, mashama
na bashemi. You don't want to be a Christian who's failed with the Holy Spirit.
Kabala bashama na bashemi. Heavenly Father, may we be Christians who are filled with Your Spirit. Father, fill us with Your Spirit, Lord. Heavenly Father, fill us with Your Spirit, Lord. Fill us with Your Spirit, oh God. Oh, Mandebri Shamana Manedea. Lift up your voice this morning, Mandebri Shamana Manedea. Lift up your hands and your voice and ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Ask God to give you a desire.
Shamana Manedea. Pray for a desire for the Holy Spirit. Lord, grant us a desire for Your Spirit. Mashamana Manedea. Ah, Mandebri, that we want to learn more. That would deserve the Spirit more.
Father, I thank You for Your grace. I thank You for Your kindness. I thank You for Your word. Thank You that there's power in Your word. I pray, Lord, that You'll work on our hearts. You'll change our minds. You'll change our hearts. Make us Christians who are after the Holy Spirit. And Christians who are filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray for everyone here, O Lord. This year, may the measure of the Spirit that lives in us increase. May we have more of Him. May we be filled with Him. May He be seen in our words. May He be seen in our actions. May He be seen in every aspect of our lives. We thank You for that precious Holy Spirit. And we thank You that by Him, we will live as sons of God. In Jesus' name. Why don't you shout a loud amen? Now, before we close, just close your eyes, everyone, and bow your head. You're here today and you feel far from God. You feel far from God. You may be in church, you may even have a Bible in your room, but when you read it, you feel far from Him. And you're not certain if you should die today, you'll make it to heaven. I don't want you to leave here not knowing. The Bible says that the grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And that grace is here in this room today. God is stretching out His hand, willing to have a deep relationship with you. But you just have to respond. And if there's anyone here you're not sure, but you like to respond to God's love, I just want you to lift your hands and to say this prayer with me. Lift your hands high. I see your hands at the back. Wonderful. I see your hands. I see two or three hands. Wonderful. Good. Now, with your hand lifted, today, come forward. Yes. I want you to, if you can, please come forward. I want to pray with you right here in the front. With your hand lifted, please just come to me. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Stand right here. Stand right here. Stand right here. Stand right here. What a blessing. Church, lift your hands and join us in praying. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank You for my life. I thank You for salvation. I ask You today to forgive me of my sins. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Please take away sin from my life. I want to live for You, and I want to be holy. Father, today I ask You to write my name in the book of life, that when I die, I would be with You in heaven. And send Your Holy Spirit to live in my heart, and to guide me, to be my friend, and to help me. I thank You that from today, I will live for You, I will love You, and I will worship You until the day I die. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Shout aloud, amen.